Welcome to Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Karen Overgaard, and we're joined today by Pastor Bob Smith, Director of Helping Hands of Marion County, and Chuck Galeazzi, Volunteer Organizer of the Crisis Shelter and Food Distribution here in Marion County. And we're talking about a donation that you have received recently.
Yes, we have this opportunity to acquire this lovely church building on First Street. And it's got all kinds of potential for ministry and service to our community. We have a lot of plans for it. We're going to tear down the lean-to that's on the back of it. It will give us room then to have a nice place for a garage for our truck that we use to pick up, 10,000 pounds of food every 2 weeks. That will be a big help to preserve the life of our truck.
Sure.
And so we're thankful for that. Of course, everything is done by faith. We are so thankful to all our volunteers and to our board of directors and everybody who works to make Helping Hands what it is. We've all kinds of potential for this building. It's a very lovely church building with a large auditorium and two lovely rooms downstairs. It would be a potential for ministries, like we could put in a few washers and dryers for a laundromat for low-income people. We could put in a kitchen for perhaps ministering to our children during the summer.
Sure.
For the school lunch program, to continue that as possible. Something that would help low-income families to have food for the children. We particularly love children,
yeah.
And we want them to be blessed.
Well, and what a blessing would that be in the morning, in the summertime, with the sun coming in. There's beautiful stained glass windows in this room. They're just beautiful.
It is a beautiful building, and it has a great potential.
It does.
It has all kinds of things we dream about. We have great deal of many articles that are overflow from the Helping Hands that we just have no room for when it
sure.
comes to food day and other times. We could have some of those things brought over here. People could then have access to those things, of course, free of charge here as it is at Helping Hands. Everyone in Helping Hands volunteers. Nobody gets paid. So that's why we're able to do this, because of the wonderful service that people render to Marion County and to Knoxville.
Yeah. And Chuck, who did the building come from?
Pastor and I spoke at the Kiwanis one morning, and Dave Rosenboom's mother was there, and I think she must have put a bug in his ear. We were looking for a place for the truck.
And I thought she was his sister.
She's so young looking, yeah. And well, anyway, he called Pastor, and I came down and looked at it, and it was kind of scary. And then Pastor will tell this story a lot better than I about the Israelites wanting to go to the Promised Land. And it was scary. They didn't really want to go. So they got to wander around for about 40 years because of that. Well, we've taken this opportunity that the Lord gives us. But I really have become excited about the building for this community. And the potential that we have for it. Mm-hmm. And God bless Dave Rosenboom, because, he's a part of this vision and that the Lord Jesus Christ has for this building. And God bless him for giving up. This is a valuable piece of property, and we really enjoy it. We're going to enjoy it to our potential.
Lots of potential in here. This is a big room. You could put a lot of kids or a big meeting table in here. There's just a lot of space.
But see, always in Knoxville, and I'm going to get in trouble again sometime for saying this, I don't feel that there's a lot of good leaders in this community, but I do believe there's a tremendous amount of big-hearted people. Every time Helping Hands has reached out for help, they've always, 100% of the time, came through. And this is going to be something, again, we're going to need some men with some strong backs and the vision and the love of the Lord Jesus Christ to come and help us.
If somebody wants to help or wants to volunteer, just come down to Helping Hands.
Well, the best way to coordinate it is if they could call me,
okay.
Because then if we get work details together, we can coordinate it that way. Our beautiful ladies that run the store probably won't have that information or anything else like that. So
okay.
when it comes time to work on this building, I'd just love to have the men of this community come forward and help us.
All right. I appreciate your time today.
Well, God bless you, and thank you so much.
You're welcome. And that's today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks again to our guests, Pastor Bob Smith and Chuck Galeazzi with Helping Hands of Marion County, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information next. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.